Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jay and Twin. It's the 17th of November and I'm a bit late for work today. Thanks to the trains being late. Some problem at Euston. It's made me late, but not late enough to claim a refund. I think they know what they're doing. So I'm already in front of Buckingham Palace. So it was a bit windy in the park, still a bit windy, and I'm having to make my way through the tourists because I have to stay on the pavement. Police are asking everyone to stay on the pavement rather than use the space in the middle. Not sure why. Lots of police around this morning. Maybe we're expecting someone, or they're changing the guards or something like that. Anyway. Trying to see what can I report. Oh yes, Christmas, the Christmas spirit. Yeah, I might be getting into Christmas now. I saw the John Lewis Christmas advert last week, not just on the telly. I actually looked it up on YouTube specially, and okay, it didn't make me cry, but I just thought, oh yes, isn't it nice? I love finding presents for people. I think Big Mick said this before. As you grow older, it actually gets better to give presents rather than get them. Windy again. So, yeah, I definitely love that. I love finding stuff, and the kids have now... Well, I don't know, they gave me some ideas before, but... they still haven't really come up with, oh, I definitely want this for Christmas, which is the first year that's happened. Which makes me think, oh my goodness, they must be really spoiled. There's nothing they want. They have everything. Wow. But I have some things, so it's fine. I just have to start actually shopping. Which brings me to... That would be a good one today to bring me to the other thing I wanted to talk about. But I'm sure there was something else Christmassy happening, apart from decorations in the shops, which I still find a bit weird. But, Henry got his very first Christmas card from a pretty blonde girl from his class as well. And he was very embarrassed about it because she put hearts and kisses in. And he got quite upset and insisted he wasn't in love with her. He's six. I haven't even got any Christmas stuff out, so there's nowhere to hang up the card. Usually we have a little bit of a competition every year who gets the most cards. And they both have one of those things that you can just stick the cards on. And we usually pop that on their doors. I've arrived at work now and I need to go in, seeing as I'm so late already. So I'll have to actually interrupt this and then remember my super duper bridge to Christmas shopping later on. I'll continue later. And I'm back. It's now the evening and I've just arrived back at the station. The wind has definitely picked up here. In London it was still sort of, oh well, it's a bit windy. But here I definitely would not want to be recording outside the car. Very, very blustery now, but we're expecting a storm called Barney this evening, apparently, which is going to hit the coast in Wales and then continue through the rest of the country, sort of southern parts throughout the night, the evening and the night. So I'm trying to remember where I stopped. Something about Christmas, wasn't it? Yes. I found out at work today that I'm not that much in the mood for Christmas because I was given some Christmas cards that I can send off to contacts. And you know what? I thought, well, I might as well do it now while I've got some time. But, you know, I really didn't feel in the mood for it yet. It's a little bit too early still for Christmas cards. Obviously, the business ones have to go out earlier than the personal ones, but still, I'll give it another week, see how I feel then. I can see the clouds are flying past because I've got Slither of the moon in front of me. I don't know whether you can hear the wind as well. It's definitely very, very windy. Anyway, something to do with Christmas shopping, I meant to mention, was the mobile phone version of a retail website. I don't get it. I don't quite understand what the point of them is. I've seen quite a few mobile websites now, and for the most part, things are different on there, so I don't quite. So I have to learn again how to do things, and where to find things if it's a familiar website. They also seem to be very restricted in what they can do. The search function is more restricted. Now I like the ones that give you the option to go on the desktop version, which is usually what I do, because then I can do everything I normally want to do. Can someone out there, does someone know what the point is? Because I'm perfectly happy to look at the desktop version of a website on my phone. Why do I need a mobile version? There are just so many that can't do anything. Not the things that you want to do. They just don't work on the mobile. And if they don't give you an option to do the desktop version, you're stuffed. I don't get that. Don't get a point of them. I had another one. I was thinking it was a toy shop, a toy retailer. I was trying to find out where the next store is. And it said, click here, which looked like some sort of short list that you get on Twitter, some kind of link. Clicked on that, opened a new site. No. Opened a new page in my browser. Nope. Didn't work. There's nothing on there. And there was nowhere else I could see. But if I clicked from Google, you even get the option store finder. If I click on that, it just takes me to the mobile version. There's nothing else I could do. Useless. So, yeah, why have them in the first place? And that's it, really. My question and little rant, because it annoys me. So then I think, okay, I need to do all my shopping at home on the laptop again anyway. Right, but I'd better go home, because we're off to Scouts in a bit. I hope you all had a good day, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.